Hello and welcome to the Board of Carroll County Commissioners podcast. This week, Commissioner Stephen Wance reports on the crisis of COVID-19 in Carroll County, Maryland. First, from a press conference held on Sunday, March 29th, 2020.
I'm President of Carroll County's Board of Commissioners, Steve Wance, and I got to tell you, I'm sad to be here this afternoon. We have been all in with this, and the first thing I need to do is thank our governor and his staff for the amazing decisions and all of the things that have been coming down from his office. We couldn't do that without him, and he's been an amazing leader and will continue to do so to get us all through this. But as all of you know, Carroll County is now, unfortunately, on the map, unlike the map that we'd like to be on, let's be clear. We had an incident at one of our nursing facilities, and you'll hear more about that in a moment. And it's important for the public to know the details of what is going on down there so that we can alleviate some of the hysteria and some of the other things that go along with the associated thoughts and concerns that community has. Carroll County is a little bit different than other jurisdictions. We actually have 8 municipalities that we are also responsible for, and all 8 of those municipalities, including the mayor's, have been instrumental in the collaboration as we work together to combat this unfortunate pandemic. We need to give a huge shout out to all that have been involved, and you'll hear from a couple of these folks in a moment. We have emergency medical personnel that have been on the scene and transporting these individuals. All of them have been in from day one, the first minute that this went down, in the proper personal protective equipment. So we are applauding all of our ambulance and fire folks for doing that too. Need to give a shout out to two of my team members in fire and EMS here, Eddie Ruck and David Coe. Both are representatives of the Carroll County Volunteer Emergency Services Association, and they have been instrumental in making sure we get through this as well. I'm pleased to have with me here this afternoon law enforcement also, who has been all in with this. I have my major of the Sheriff's Department, Major Rich Hart, and my lieutenant of the local Maryland State Police Barrack, Lieutenant Rebecca Bosley.
Commissioner Wance also updated the board and the public on the crisis before open session on March 31st, 2020.
Okay. Good morning again. Because we are in the situation that we are in everywhere, allow me to give what I think is going to be important here for all of our sessions moving forward, and that's a brief update of what's going on in the county and who is who's engaged and what folks are doing. I'm going to keep this brief because there's a lot going on, but I think it's important for those that are tuned in and our citizens to keep abreast of the things that are occurring. Obviously, as all of you know, and then, by the way, then we'll go to Priority Carroll because I want to hear from my colleagues. By the way, as you all know, we've had an unfortunate incident in Mount Airy. Had a press conference on Sunday. I want to personally thank Commissioner Boucher. Commissioner Boucher stepped up and had a great statement that we submitted, and he, along with Mayor Pat Rockenberg of Mount Airy, did a great job there, and that has been shared many, many times, Eric, just to let you know. So the words were well written, and I certainly do appreciate that. On that note, I'm continuing to engage the mayors and our legislators as much as we can. Roberta, your updates are wonderful, and I appreciate that. Those are being shared with everyone, with a little bit of extra commentary from me. So I want to thank you for that. Right now in Carroll County, to the citizens that are watching, we are at 17 cases in the county. These are non-outbreak only. 3 have recovered, and there are 2 hospitalizations. Now, let's keep in mind that this does not include the Pleasant View Nursing Facility, where there are 77 positive cases and about 16 to 20 folks that have been hospitalized. Another 17 were taken out of that facility, and those folks were taken elsewhere. They were not brought to Carroll Hospital, as Carroll Hospital Center is completely full. The ICU is full, their step-down unit is full, And they are today looking at gearing up the Schalk Auditorium for extra beds, and we'll hear more on that as we move along. Before I forget it, on that note, I have instructed emergency management and associated staff to put a request in to the state and federal government to get the Army Corps of Engineers here to set up the Shipley Arena as a surge bed facility. So I'll be sharing that with my colleagues, the details on that, as I get a chance, but it's time to move on that. And I think if we get ahead of the game and get on that list, we can get some cooperation there. Our only issue, of course, is going to be staffing. There's a lot going on with that. But if we get the state and federal government involved, we've got a great facility there. And I think it's time to move on that. So more on that. Quickly from our school system, they're doing an amazing job over there as well. They've begun, certainly as most of you folks know, their distance learning. For those that don't have internet, and there are quite a few, and that technology in their home, they're providing methods to deliver the materials to those students. As of right now, in a little bit under 2 weeks, almost 12,000 Google Classrooms have been set up by the teachers in the county. So a huge shout out to them. They're transitioning into a new learning model, and it's been amazing. And I want to give a shout out to our school system. They also continue to serve meals for our students. This past week, they served, I don't have a number on it, but Dr. Lockhart shared with me thousands of meals across the county. So that's a good thing as well. Kudos to Commissioner Weaver. Commissioner Weaver came up with the idea of trying to get more supplies from the school system as it pertains to full face masks. So we've checked that out. And I also want to give a shout out to all the nurses in the county school system. Most have signed up on the Maryland Respond website, and they're going to be engaged as well in various places around the county as this continues to ramp up. And that's an important thing to remember, folks. We're not even at the peak, and we haven't seen the worst yet at all. Now, while the Pleasant View Nursing Home has front and centered here, you got to remember that we're not even close to peaking. So was interviewed last evening on WBAL radio and was asked if we and Carol supported the governor's decision yesterday at stay-at-home. And I got to tell you, I was very, very strong in my response that myself and you, my colleagues, are all in with the governor on that. You know, over the weekend, I was advised that the box stores, Home Depot, Lowe's, Target, the list goes on. There were folks shopping as if it was a vacation. Children in the aisles, aisles that you couldn't get down through. If you watch the press conference on Sunday, I don't know how much stronger we can be. I'm not sure why people aren't getting this, and I hope that they soon do. And that's why we need to support the governor and all that he's doing. You folks got to stay home. This, you know, going out to Walmart and having a little holiday out there is absurd to me. We've also been advised that there are children around our county using our playgrounds. As a result of that, our Rec and Parks folks have stepped up. We're going to be putting caution tape first and then snow fence around those areas in order to keep people out of there. Sad that we have to get to that level for folks to understand, but that's what we have to do. All of those things have been signed as well to make sure that people are not engaged in playground activities. Carroll Hospital Center, and then I'm going to stop here. They still continue to do their testing Monday to Friday, 12 to 6 p.m. And this weekend, they will also be doing testing from 12 to 2, both Saturday and Sunday. Again, that's Monday to Friday, 12 to 6, and this weekend, 12 to 2 on Saturday and Sunday. But you must make an appointment in order to get screened. And that phone number is 410-601-2222. Again, you must have an appointment, 410-601-2222. And the appointment is basically when you call that number, you'll be asked screening questions, and that's your appointment. So make sure that you do that if you want to be screened.
As always, thanks for listening. Be sure to subscribe to Carroll Connect to get up-to-date information during these trying times. Go to carrollcountymaryland.gov/carrollconnect and subscribe today to a variety of topics. And as always, stay safe.